he's going to hand over the control of the numbering and name system for the internet, and he's not yielded any of the kind of common concerns that this will hand over control of the flow of internet information that'll fall into the hands of the United Nations, which, of course, in the past, he's actually taken orders even when he went into Libya.
Well, I think that what we've been discussing, the war in the Middle East, the threats to Russia and China coming from Obama, and the pursuing of the impeachment of the president of Brazil, the overturning in South America of governments that were orienting toward the BRICS, all of these things are being directed from above, from British intelligence, from the CIA, and Obama's the point man for them. And for those Republicans who are sitting there all biting their fingernails, should we support Trump, should we not support Trump, get over it. Make sure Obama doesn't destroy the country. That'll take care of itself. What Trump can, if Trump sees Republicans on the offensive against Obama, it will help shape his campaign. If he sees Republicans sitting on their hands doing nothing and secretly going along with Obama, as Paul Ryan is on the TPP, then it's not going to do a damn bit of good for the country.
Right. So basically, what we're seeing, and of course, I think it's a double thing. If Hillary gets in, she will take whatever Obama's done and amplify it tremendously to make it worse. Danger worse, the economic danger, and although she's waffling, her vice president, which is in the wings, and you know she'll pivot on this, she will support, even while these other nations, like European nations, don't want to support the TPP, etc., they use the club of the American economy to try to force them to reconsider the idea of these trade treaties. And well, I can't see the advantage to America or our business interests in America. You know, it's obviously there must be something really corrupt and globalist. We know behind the scenes that we have people like Soros who believes in basically a borderless world.
Well, we know what she'll do because she's already said it. She said that she can't support the TPP in its present form. So they'll add a comma, they'll take out a clause, they'll change a couple words, and then she'll say, voila, it's now acceptable. So you can't trust her for a second. Now, this brings up the whole question of, will the American people have their voices heard, not on November election day, but between now and then, going to town meetings, going to campaign events, and pinning these bums down? Are you going to stand with the American people against these trade agreements? Or are you going to go with that traitor, narcissist Obama? That's got to be composed to every single Republican and Democrat running for the House and the Senate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, what I don't understand why they want to set up a trade, if you want to call it court, that will make the government vestigial. I mean, even on the basis of corruption, in a sense, they'll even lose more control of their international corrupt deals. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, no. What it means is that if we had a sane government that stepped in to stop some of these free trade agreements and free trade deals, the international courts would overrule it. So right. That's why they want it. They don't want the possibility that the government would end up doing something that's right.
So in other words, this is a buffer against the possibility of a Trump or Trump-like government, if not this term, next term, where they will have this there to control the internet with this thing to hand over to the United Nations, and these trade courts, the TPP and TTIP, that'll make basically our own elected officials vestigial, of no importance.
Yep,
wow. That's amazing. In other words, preventing us from even doing right in the future.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Prevents war. Economic cooperation also helps us to develop the science to protect our Earth from near-Earth objects. Yeah, I call them NEAs. NEOs, I mean, near-Earth objects. such as comets and asteroids. It also allows us to start dealing with things like climate change, volcanism, earthquakes, and major changes that are really unusual, and there are millennial or decamillennial events that can be very catastrophic for food supply and for livability, etc. And these are science things that need the cooperation of international scientists and the technology to develop 100% recycling of all materials so that we don't have any trash bins. For example, there's an area of the North Pacific Ocean, most people aren't aware, that's three times the size of Texas. It's a swirling mass of ocean-going debris. Now, people don't understand this, that we are poisoning our planet, and whether or not you die in a nuclear war or whatever, we're dying of electromagnetic radiation. Fukushima Daiichi and plants are post-geriatric. We're dying of toxic industrial waste and stacked vaccines, polypharmacy, and a lot of things what I call bad science and bad decisions. And the international cooperation of scientists could help us to start solving the problems of aging, detoxify our world, and make a world safe so that whether you grow up in Beijing or the inner city in Detroit, you can walk to school safely, have a clean meal, and live a long life and play games with your great-grandchildren. We need to have a world like that to prevent war, because future wars with future technology will terminate the human race, so we will not become a galactic culture. And we have to understand that.
Let's take a simple area where cooperation would have an enormous impact immediately, and that is to go with the global Glass-Steagall.
Right.
Now, I don't know if you've been following this closely, but in the last days, there have been a series of articles. I believe it was Reuters had an article saying that they're talking about an economic nuclear winter at the beginning of next year because of the danger that the derivatives markets will blow out. There was an article in Bloomberg yesterday talking about the fact that nobody talked about derivatives before Brexit.
Right.
Because everyone assumed it wouldn't happen, and therefore there'd be no effect on currency transaction markets. There are a number of other stories. For example, the Italian bailout a month ago of the Monte dei Paschi di Siena Bank, which is the oldest continuing bank in the world, and it's the third largest bank in Italy. Yeah, there was a 5 billion euro bailout done by the government, which violated the EU policy, but they were given a one-time exemption so they could do it. Now, a month later, as the derivatives of that bailout are starting to unravel, JP Morgan Chase is calling for a bail-in to take the depositors in that bank and force them to take bank stock in return for their deposits. So the bankers are openly discussing now what they're calling an economic nuclear winter. Now, the only solution to this, there are two solutions. One is the whole thing blows out and you start over again. The problem is the bad guys are going to be in a better position to control things than we will.
Well, that's the whole purpose. Yep. In fact, you have to understand, it's not the host falling in because it's bad construction. The monsters that are trying to cause a problem are on the roof, jumping on the roof, trying to break it down.
Well, they've created a system that doesn't work, and they won't allow that system to be changed. That's probably
In other words, structurally, it could be changed easily to put the Glass-Steagall wall up, to free credit so the velocity of credit and money increases, to start lowering taxes and investing in new small and medium businesses that can invent new technology, and to start international cooperation in a way that's fair trade, not free trade.
And the center of that international cooperation would be infrastructure at the frontiers of science.
I'll give you an example. It's not a concrete example we've talked about before. We've already talked about the fact that in Tier 1 science in America, we have tokamak fusion reactors. If we shared our Tier 1 research with our Chinese scientists, they said they're going to assign 3,500 scientists 5 years ago, China did, to creating helium-3 tokamak fusion reactors from moon dust. And they already have a moon program where they plan on putting a colony on the moon. The Chinese already announced this. And eventually a colony on Mars. They're openly talking about it. They're not hiding Tier 1 science. If we cooperated with the Chinese engineers, and by the way, they graduate more engineers in Beijing than in just one city, than all our engineers and all our PhDs in every hard science in America. Now, how crazy it is not to cooperate with these other scientists in Russia and China and elsewhere to try to solve world problems that can make our world non-toxic, lots of energy, and the ability to become a true galactic civilization.
Well, Bill, let's just go back. Let's just go back to the points you just went through. Global Glass-Steagall. There's support for it in Europe. There's support in both U.S. parties. There's a bill in the Congress. This is something that could get done. Secondly, a national credit policy that would allow the government to generate credit through the commercial banks that are cleansed of the derivatives and the speculative bets, so that there would be credit that would go into medium and small enterprises, manufacturing, and so on.
Right.
The third point, then, major infrastructure, which is job-creating, but also has an immediate economic benefit. And then the fourth point, cooperation in science. Those are LaRouche's four basic laws.
Right. By the way, if we had the Chinese management, we'd have high-speed rail crossing our nation, north, south, on the coasts, and at least three lines in the top part of the country, the middle part of the country, and the southern part. So you could hop on a high-speed train and go 250 to 300 miles an hour, maybe not even have to use an airliner, hop on one end, get a sleeper car, and arrive in your terminal city. This is very doable. We could also have total recycling of all trash, so there'll be no waste dumps anywhere. We could have clean coal, which we can do. Very, very easy to do clean coal. When I was working in Colorado, I took care of the coal plants and the engineering plants, and these guys, what came out of the top of these coal plants was, we are literally the Saudi Arabia of coal, and we're talking about high-quality anthracite coal, not garbage coal. We had white, fluffy moisture coming out of the top. There was no nitric oxide, no pollutants, no heavy metals, nothing. With our current technology, we could have clean coal exported to China and elsewhere. There's no excuse for us not, and of course, Hillary wants to kill the coal industry. And they want to use old coal technology with slurry ponds and so on. There's no need for that. We have clean coal technology, and why don't we do it? I don't understand.
Well, we go back to those four basic points. Here's what we have to do. The starting point is Glass-Steagall, because that takes the power away from the globalists. They're going to be forced to eat the toxic crap that they've produced in the banking system.
Right.
That will kill them. I don't mean literally kill them.
It'll take their power away permanently, won't it?
It'll destroy their ability to control governments. Now, if we did that, that would be a giant first step towards accomplishing all the things you just discussed. Now, what stands in the way? The American banking lobbies, the Republican national leadership, and the Democratic national leadership, including Hillary. Hillary's platform says she's for Glass-Steagall, but she began her campaign by saying we're not going to have Glass-Steagall. On the Republican side, Trump had to personally intervene to force it to be kept in the Republican platform. And who was opposing it? The senators and congressmen of the Republican Party tied to Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and by that I mean those tied to the banking lobby and the insurance lobby. Now, we see another part of this falling apart. The Obamacare, which is so poorly conceived from the beginning that even the people who supported it because they were supposed to benefit from it, the insurance companies, are running for the hills.
I think what was the latest one? Is it Humana that's leaving?
Yeah. Well, Humana and Aetna.
Aetna. The two of the biggest in the country.
In Texas, is that?
Yeah.
And it's gone. You know, next year in Texas, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and one local insurance company will be the only ones in the so-called market. And Blue Cross Blue Shield is asking for between 40 and 75% increases in their premiums across the country. So what we're seeing is the long-term effects of the move toward a post-industrial free trade economy bankrupting the very system that they created.
Well,
now, the problem is, how do you impose the bankruptcy on the part that's sick and protect the part that's still healthy, which is manufacturing, infrastructure, agriculture, and so on? That's what Glass-Steagall will do. And people who are listening to this program, go to LaRouchePact.com and study what we've produced on Glass-Steagall. We were right when we pushed this back in 2008, 2009. We've been right all along. There's more support for it now than ever. But we've got to force this through as an issue in the campaign. And I'm hoping that Trump will stick to his guns and go after Hillary on this issue, because Hillary's a fraud. She's not going to support Glass-Steagall. She told Bernie Sanders she would, and she hasn't mentioned it once since she made that agreement with Bernie, and neither has he, because he's a phony also.
You're talking about Bernie himself,
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, he's not going to follow through on doing what he's...
Well, he's a phony. He was put in there to see anyone else from running against Hillary. He went to his head at a certain point that Hillary was so unpopular, people were voting for him. But when it came to delivering the so-called revolution, he turned it over to Hillary. Since when is Hillary a revolutionary against Wall Street?
I mean, she's the quintessential Wall Street, I call it meat puppet.
Well, and so the point is that people who bought into the Bernie Sanders rhetoric, and it included a lot of young people who don't know much, but they have a sense that they don't have a future under people like Hillary and Jeb Bush and Paul Ryan, they flocked to Bernie. Now, he's trying to push them to go for Hillary. Some of them are, I don't know how effective that's going to be.
What I've heard from inside sources is that only about 20% of what I call Democratic zombies are going to vote for Hillary. 50% probably won't even show up to vote at all, and the other 30% will vote for Trump or we call Libertarian candidate.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but from the reports I'm getting, there's not going to be a Trump resurrection unless he gets back to what he talked about during the primaries. No more wars, no more bailouts, no more Wall Street policies. If he sticks with that, and this is from, look, I've talked to some Trump insiders who are saying...
Right. What are they saying?
Well, they're saying they're desperately trying to get his attention because his attention is being taken by the media. And so he's responding to every little quip that comes from the media rather than sticking with the message that won him support, which is the establishment is corrupt, they're stealing from you, they're rigging elections, they're killing us in wars. If he were to stick with that, then he probably could win. If he doesn't, if he gets baited effectively by Hillary and by the media, then it's going to be a Hillary victory, and we're not going to see a shift at all from the Obama policy. As you said earlier, it will be an Obama policy enhanced.
Well, it'll be fait accompli. It'll be basically whatever they're having their wings that they want to do under Hillary, they'll do.
So that's why the one thing that did occur was an activation of an anti-establishment current in the American people. Now, will that anti-establishment current adopt the serious policies needed to change the country? That's what you and I are talking about. The policies are there. The solutions are there. The Russians, the Chinese, the Indians are moving in this direction. There are people in Europe who are starting to move away from NATO in the city of London. And then by the city of London, I mean the EU, because even though there's Brexit, the City of London banks still run the European Central Bank. So we have an opportunity. We can't let it slip through our fingers this time. And if we only put our trust in Trump, it'll slip through our fingers. We've got to drive the agenda.
So yeah, we've got to drive the agenda so we pull Trump toward the agenda we want, is what
you're
saying. Exactly. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Because you can tell he's very reactive to the media or to who's pulling him the hardest. I'm going to try to get Roger Stone on in the next week or so, and perhaps I can even get you on at the same time, because I think it's important for us to start asking tough questions that we need to get through to Trump to say, you know, it's good for you to address the black and Hispanic vote. That's important, and he's going to do a little more of that, how he's going to deal. And to be honest with you, I think he's kind of hinted at that right from the very first, although they say he's flip-flopping. Trump's policy of the idea of dealing with families where one of the family members is an American and you can't split up families. And by the way, you have to stick to the laws. He can't create laws. He's not a dictator. He has to take laws that are already on the books. So whatever laws are on the books is what you have to do. And so you can't make bold statements about deporting 11 million people when there's no laws to support that. But you can do is you can deport criminals by appropriating appropriate laws. If someone's committed murder or vehicular homicide, they need to be shipped to their prison of non-choice in their country of origin. And the problem we have now is we have returning criminals that have committed major felonies. That's easy to deal with. That's a minor thing. The real issue is jobs, secure border, fair trade, not free trade, the idea of opening up credit, lowering taxes, providing an alternative to Obamacare that's going to work so the people, 86% of people can't afford the copays. And with Obamacare death panels, we have literally legalized postnatal abortion. That's what we have.
Well, and Bill, also an end to the wars that were started by the Bush family support of the Saudi terror machine.
Well, the Bush-Clinton crime family. In fact, George Bush Sr. made the statement that Bill Clinton was his adopted son. That was multiple times he made that
Bush
statement.
Make the same statement.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, we've got this continuity in government, which has been a disaster, and it's been a support of the terrorists. And
exactly. In fact, we created the terrorists, and the terrorists are part of our dialectic to maintain chaos so we can maintain power.
And that could be ended. That's why Glass-Steagall is the starting point. But again, we, the American people, have to drive the agenda. And people should go to LaRouchePact.com and start studying these issues, because you're the solution. Don't be passive. Don't wait to see
that. And don't wait to think that some kind of leader like Trump is going to all of a sudden get a genius idea. The ideas and the push comes from us, not from Trump. He's a vehicle that if he does get in power and he's receptive, the public will pull him toward the right decisions and the right attitude toward issues.
And that puts the burden on us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're the, you know, people don't understand. All these politicians in whatever country have delegated power and delegated authority and delegated ideas, which is why LaRouche Foundation has been right for decades. And now if we don't apply those things, we're going to face devastation. Economic devastation and war.
I'll see you next week.
Take care, Harley. I'm glad we made a good connection, and we'll make plans for the week after that when you do your final move. We'll have another guest from LaRouche Foundation from Berlin, Harley Schlinger.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get...
Thank you.
back, and we have lots of interesting things to talk about. In hour number three, we're going to have Dr. Bob Teal. And Dr. Bob will be here to discuss a number of major issues. Trump, of course, is heading off to Mexico this morning. He'll be meeting with the leader of Mexico, the president, El Presidente Nieto, and he will be coming back to make a policy statement in Arizona. So it's all going to happen today. Very important turning point. And I think the next thing is, we talked about this with Harley, he needs to then turn to the economy, to international trade, to all the issues that we talked about in today's show. And if he does that, people will see a vision of a future where economic cooperation, expansion of the economy, fair trade, not free trade, the action of our politicians to get out of the way of business and lower tax rates so that we can actually have an expanded technology in every area, from medicine to engineering to recycling all materials to energy science to high-speed rail to literally creating the 21st century a world we want that's a safe, non-toxic world, free of war, free of pestilence, and free of electrical pollution, etc., where fiber optics are everywhere and cell phones and Wi-Fi networks are a thing of the past, where people are not bathed in constant radiation disrupting their DNA. And we need to face these realities, because if we don't face them, we're going to pay a horrible price. And I have another posted article, too, a video on Fukushima Daiichi. It's quite remarkable in terms of Fukushima beyond urgent. So I'm going to be posting that link up on ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. So the latest, of course, in terms of what's happening with Dr. Bob Teal, just want to give kind of a heads up. Why does the Islamic State kill and terrorize? We're going to talk about that. It's soon to launch a major attack and explains why it hates the West. Is the future king of the South rising up? We'll talk about that. The future king of the South is rising, Muslim Brotherhood, and the rise of the king of the South. We're talking about the rise of a caliphate. We see the rise of Mr. Erdogan and his plan to act as a sultan, and his confederate, who claims to be the Mahdi, wanting to actually help to build the temple in Jerusalem and also set up the caliphate in Jerusalem. All of these things are really biblical, and they're actually happening in our day. Is terrorism prophesied? We're going to talk about that. The Arab and Islamic world in Bible history and prophecy. And, of course, this fits in perfectly with Jonathan Gray, who's on every second Wednesday. So next Wednesday, Jonathan will be back. The leader is Iranis. Let me see here. The terrorism and Christianity and Islam, the Arab and Islamic world and Bible history and prophecy. So that's going to be a very interesting topic. Now, I want to just turn for a moment to Drudge and touch on some of the things. Of course, the latest on Hillary to Huma. Just knock on the door to the bedroom if it's closed. I mean, these people have a bizarre business and personal relationship that needs no further expansion on that. We now, of course, have the rise of people like Jeff Bezos and Amazon. Luckily, all Walmart's going to compete. It's killing a lot of the small businesses, and they have a very predatory attitude toward taking over companies. I know, having dealt with these guys. They don't provide any support to their products at all. It is bizarre. When we come back, we're going to be joined with our Dr. Bob Teal, Pure Water Systems, and Bruce McKeeman, Something to See. Coming up in Hour 3, Dr. Bob Teal and some important topics you need to consider, as today is the day when President Trump goes to Mexico and he comes back. We need to push hard to make certain he is our next president, because if Hitlery, Rotten, and Clinton, the Hildebeest, gets in, God help America. Maybe it's beyond help, because the people that vote for Hillary are doers of evil. Back in a moment.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Back to the Nutramedical Report. We don't have Bob yet, but I'm just going to go over some of the systems that are available. The Bev 100 is the best portable water system. You can attach to your tap in a couple of minutes. It just snaps on, whether it's an RV or your kitchen or your apartment. It produces water on demand. It is cleaner than distilled water and takes very little energy, just the pressure. We have the Bev 300 with a 5-gallon reserve tank. I believe in redundancy, so I have two of them, one on each water system for each refrigerator and sink. An ice system, so I create clean ice. We have a whole house system, which is the easy to repair and replace filters, which are inexpensive. Linear charcoal, the best RO membrane, and then an ion exchange resin to completely scrub all toxins and radiotoxins and chemicals from the water, fluoride. Not just some, but all of it. And then it has the final phase to add 9 to 18 parts per million calcium magnesium to raise the pH to about 10. And then we have, of course, the electronic system now available that does automatic flushing when it sees a filter needs to be flushed. That system's available. The Bev 500. We have a tackle box system where you can literally drop a hose into a puddle or a lake or stream and play cleaner and distill water at very little energy from 12-volt pump and from your car. I have a Bev 200 system. Those are great for emergencies or preppers. And they're literally in a tackle box. These are amazing systems, and their filtration replacements are very easy to do. It's not like the Culligan, and it has this giant 130-pound chamber. You have to have a plumber come out and remove it. It's very, very difficult and extremely heavy. Our systems are 22-inch long, three systems or dials, thing that you just really dial or twist out with a little plastic wrench, pop off, and pop them back on in a minute. It's really easy to treat. So for years I did it myself. Right now I have a plumber guy that comes out and spends a minute to pop on and off the filters. They're remarkably inexpensive, and the whole host system you want to replace twice a year, your water filtration system once a year, and that will, for the average home, work perfectly. You've got to drink clean filtered water. This system is, you get 10% off if you use the code NutriMed, N-U-T-R-I-M-E-D. Going through our website, you're going to save 10%. That's really good. And that's all the time. It's the sale that's on all the time. By the way, the big sale's coming on this Friday. We have some people who are submitting their orders in advance by mail or email and so on. And we have made some leeway, let's put it that way. If people call Michelle directly, she'll be here till, Thursday. She'll be doing the firing line on the third hour on Thursday, not Friday. So if you have questions you want answered on air, do get them to us today, if not by the first thing tomorrow morning, because she'll be leaving a day early. She's going up to spend time with our grandkids over the Labor Day weekend, and she won't be here Friday. Now, the sale starts midnight Thursday and goes through to midnight Tuesday. So it's a good long sale. And we have 7% off on top of previous multi-pack sale prices and free shipping and everything right down to one bottle. So you can't beat it. We also provide, as I say, email consult responses to anybody. If it looks like the issue is really complex, I'm going to recommend a consultation. That happens about one in about 8 or 10 times, where someone will raise an incredibly complex medical issue that requires records review, recommendations, maybe even return to specific specialists and obtain testing, do other blood, urine, stool testing or imaging studies and so on in order to do it, because I combine the best allopathic medicine, which is typical surgery, pharmacology, etc., investigations, imaging studies, and the best functional medicine, which is organic acids, metabolized immunology, toxicology, and quantum medicine such as the QRMA, bioplasm, and metapathia. And by the way, if you want to become an affiliate, especially either if you've been a previous health professional, nurse or nurse practitioner, chiropractor, etc., and you want to expand your practice, or if you're just a person that wants to be trained, we can set you up as a peripheral, if you want to call satellite of NutriMedical, where you do testing for us. And that means you do QRMA, bioplasma, and metapathia testing. The test results you send on to me, or I have access through TeamViewer 11 to the data. Screenshots and video. In fact, we can do videos. If you send those as a video with a video capture card on your computer, I can look at those results, log into the data, and do frequency matching and diagnostics. These systems are designed for you to obtain the test, not to analyze them. That's my job. And then I give recommendations for NutriMeds and other technology in order to help reverse illness. And so this allows people to be able to have access to these advanced tests without having to necessarily purchase it themselves. But to be honest with you, it's ideal to have a metapathia machine at home and a QRMA so that it'll search for problems and do basically metatherapy to actually reverse the electronic harmonic circuits in your body to create homeopathics to help reverse your illness. And that helps to open up the gate that when you take the right nutraceuticals, for example, if you have a vascular problem and you take VenaWe, Elagic Acid, Omega Supreme Krill, and Gamma E Plus, and Cardiovasc, you're going to start seeing your target numbers change in terms of the physiological imbalances that are present, and you'll see them change very quickly toward normality. And this is a way of actually measuring things before you even develop symptoms of a disease, whether it's a pancreatitis or biogastritis or early changes of your lung tissue toward a specific type of tumor. We can start reversing those changes now epigenetically with these technologies. So between the nutraceuticals that heal the DNA like elagic acid, sulforaphane glycosinolate, which is our malignant block, full vitamin K2 minoquinone 7 and high-dose power C, as well as the DNA repairs through cell detox, glutathione, and Nutritrella and Cell Defense Plus, we can actually reverse the genetic and epigenetic changes. So, hi, Bob. How are you doing today? What's new in terms of the technology of Pure Water Systems?
Well, hi, Dr. Bill. Thanks for having me back on your show. Always great to be here. Sorry I was a little delayed this morning.
Yeah, we had I mentioned about the sale that they get 10% off if they use the code NutriMed, and I walked through the Bev 100, 200, 300, 500, and the whole health systems. Can you give us some more detail on each of these systems and why? There really is no comparison. There's a lot of yahoos out there trying to push their water filtration system. They are not experts. We are. They are unqualified. We are. And they are pushing systems that are inferior and making people still swallow toxins that they don't think will harm them, and that's not true.
You know, there's so many people in the water industry. There's so many folks who will convince you that, you know, because we made the water taste good, that we've done a lot of good for you.
Yeah.
And that's just not how it works. If you're not taking out all the potential contaminants, then you're really doing a disservice, and this is common. You get systems that take out. I'm getting an echo. Have you got an echo on your end?
Yeah, I hear an echo. I'm not sure where it's coming from. It could be it. It could be your end. I don't know if you have your speaker open or something. Are you on a phone or on a computer?
Yeah, I'm on a phone. I'm trying to make the echo go away. Hopefully that's better.
Yeah, it is better right now. I don't know if we did different, but I don't hear an echo.
Good.
I'm just kidding. I'm just simulating echoes. Okay, please continue.
So if you're going to solve the problem, to me, the solution always is let's solve it completely. I'm an old school engineer. My wife teases me. She says, "You most of the time you're running around with a solution looking for a problem."
Yeah.
And that's, you know, my goal is if I find a problem, I want to solve it. And so when you're dealing with water, the only real solution to eliminating all the potential contaminants that you might face is to take out all the things that are in water and leave only H2O. And so the benefit is that then your body detoxifies at a much better level because you're not dumping things into the body. You're actually giving the body a pathway to eliminate toxins. I'm going to try one other thing. I'm still getting an echo. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully that's much better.
Oh, well, that's far better. I don't know what you did, but it's perfect now. It doesn't sound like you're in what's called an oil drum.
It's our Bluetooth.
Oh, Bluetooth. Is that one of those Bluetooth things that sticks in your ear?
Yeah, it was a Bluetooth headset.
Oh, no. By the way, those Bluetooth things are irradiating your brain. If you do a digital thermogram, you can actually see the change in the brain, blood-brain barrier. If you do a quantitative electroencephalogram, you can actually see the change in the cortical neuron firing pattern and voltages, et cetera, and coherence or frequency matching. So when people say, Dr. Deagle, you can't prove it, you're talking to Dr. Deagle. If I make a conjecture, I can tell you I wanted to be attacked scientifically, not by ad hominem attacks. That's why when I have idiots out there that think they know more about the toxicology of water, I'm thinking, this is called mixed mental martial arts. I'm going to grapple with you, and I'm going to put you in a chokehold intellectually in a matter of seconds. So I put a challenge out there to people. I say, if you think you know more than me on these areas in which I don't know everything, but the areas in which I do say I set myself as an expert, don't even think about trying to grapple with me. It's going to be painful. And what's disturbing to me is all the yahoos out there pushing their water system, their vitamins, you know, like Alex Jones and Longevity and all those other idiots. Don't do it. Don't. Don't think that you're going to get a water system that's equal to what we have here. I searched for years. We had other previous water systems, which are pretty good, but this is stellar. And, you know, this system was designed to create lab-created reagent water so that you wouldn't screw up a lab experiment because contaminated water will screw up lab experiments. So you can't have screwed up water when you're doing a laboratory experiment. Can't.
Well, we started this business making laboratory water systems. And in those environments, when we're making a lab system, we're actually, you know, liable if we tell them that we're producing the kind of water that it meets their standards and then it doesn't meet their standards and they spend a crap load of money running a series of experiments. And then the reason the experiment failed is because the water didn't meet the standard that we told them it would. We are liable, and we can't afford that kind of liability, so we know how to make pure water.
Right.
And so what we did is we took the same technology we used in those laboratory systems, and we scaled it down, and now we use it in our residential systems.
Right.
And it's really very straightforward if you understand how to purify water. And if you understand how to purify water, you recognize there is no single technology available that will remove all contaminants from water. It always has to be some kind of a hybrid, tribrid design in order to get rid of all the contaminants. The before, you know, these other technologies came along, people used distillation, and they found out in distillation that, hey, guess what? Volatile organic carbon compounds will boil with the water or before the water. They'll condense before the water. They'll end up in the distillate. So you've got great mineral-free water that's loaded with VOCs.
Right.
So even distillation isn't an adequate solution by itself. So our system combines the most effective technologies for removing organic molecules, for removing inorganic molecules, for removing radionuclides,
pesticides, herbicides, industrial solvents, and bacteria system virus. And so with our system, you get sterile laboratory grade water, medical grade water, so that, you know, if you're a dialysis patient or something like that, you can trust right. this water to be free of pathogens.
Now listen to this. You know, when they tell you the local civil authorities that your water's clean, I know, being a conventional doctor and having people on chemo and radiation and everything for decades, that if, say, in the city of Denver or Chicago or New York City, they tell you do not drink the public water. And you know why? Because they're contaminated with bacteria, cysts, viruses, and all kinds of crap. For example, in Denver, one of the most common is Giardia lamblia or Cryptosporidia. Now, if you get either one of these little devils into your body, it's going to kill you. It's not going to just give you a bad day. It's going to kill you if you've been on chemo. So you can't drink the public water. And when people think that, well, they don't have dysbiosis, the average American has 6 bouts of food poisoning every year. And every day they're eating toxic things in their food that are glyphosates in bread, and they glide in fraction of wheat gluten. They're eating toxic things that are recycled from the water supply, like in Orange County, California, where they recycle the water. And they're really so clever. They pump the water 8 miles up so it can trickle over rocks. They haven't done a reverse osmosis at a high enough grade. They haven't done any ion exchange resin. So still, there's birth control pill, microchip doping agents, cardiac drugs, and chemotherapy in your damn water. And people think it's fine, and then they take a Berkey or they take some other damn water system, and they trickle it through it and say, doesn't taste too bad anymore. I can look through it. It looks clean. I'm thinking, are you crazy? You cannot see toxic volatile hydrocarbons, radiotoxins, etc. Yet people assume that the water marketer, staring eyeball to eyeball like Hillary Rotten Clinton, the liocracy, I call it, part of the liocracy. It's not a democracy, it's what I call liocracy. If she becomes president, means the liocracy has won. Now, the fact is, liocracy extends to the medical systems, and that includes public health. When they tell you they fluoridate the water, I found out from the local authorities here in Oceanside, which where we get our water once in a while, but mostly it comes from Lake Havashock up the road here, and we get water that isn't fluoridated right here in Vista, California. The reason why they put the fluoride in the water is it won't calcify the pipes, so they don't have to worry about pipes breaking. They're not concerned about the public, about fluoride calcifying your pineal gland or affecting weird-looking sperm or screwing up your genetics or causing autism. Nah, those are minor things. They're worried about the legislation. Are they beyond the regulatory purview of a certain parts per million of a certain toxin? And they only screen about like 35 or 40 toxins out of 10,800 with 7 new ones per day in America in your damn water. So people don't understand this. They need to realize there is no authority better than our authority, period. And anybody else who thinks that they know anything about this, I'm going to take them down to Chinatown. It's sickening. People are drinking this stuff, and they wonder why in 5 or 10 years of drinking it, why all of a sudden someone, their grandma, is starting to develop Alzheimer's, or they've got heart disease, or they're now developing a nascent breast cancer. Breast Cancer Awareness Month should be Water Awareness Month. How's that?
Well, it really should. And, you know, Dr. Bill, one of the things for your listeners that should be a really good little tip-off when you're looking at water systems is that anytime you find a water system that sells a specialty filter, so if you're getting a big Berkey or one of these filters, and then they add a special filter to remove arsenic, or they build a special filter to remove fluoride, then that should tell you their technology is not capable of removing all the contaminants, and you've got to start bolting on extra pieces.
And when you do, you only get partial removal. For example, all these other systems, when they talk about removing fluoride, they're talking about maybe 10 or 20% at the beginning of the use of the filter, and certainly not 90 or 100%.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And so with our system, you know, the way the system is designed, that it's a tri-braid design, but basically we use reverse osmosis because our membrane is exceptional, and reverse osmosis is one of the most cost-effective, efficient ways to remove the greatest degree of contaminants. It doesn't get rid of them all. And so that's why we add a special deionization resin that's tuned to our membrane, because we know the kinds of molecules that get past the membrane. So we tuned our deionization resin to be specific for those kinds of molecules. And then if you change that filter according to our specifications, basically you change that once a year, even as the reverse osmosis membrane ages and becomes a little bit less efficient, the deionization resins are still going to be picking up the slack. And that's the beauty of this design. That's why a standard RO system is a bad choice in and of itself, because as that membrane ages, you are exposed to more and more contaminants. Sure, when you buy it, it might be 95% effective. But when you roll around to 6 months later, a year later, and all of a sudden it's 85% effective, 80% effective, 75% effective, that means you're drinking 25% of the contaminants that are still in your water.
Exactly.
With our system, it's 99.7% effective on all molecules at all times.
Exactly, yeah.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run, or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
You know, Bob, we periodically talk about water systems. We want people to understand the first step in detoxification is clean water. If you don't have clean water in your diet, you know, for example, I take my water and I put it through a soda stream. I make drinks up. For example, my drink that I have right now has a Pure Water System water in my big Aladdin 32-ounce mug. It's got some clean Pure Water System ice in it. It has Brain Mag, Calm Mind. It has a Sports Energy Light and Mega Muscles amino acid powder, and it tastes fantastic, and it gives me energy, it reverberates my body, it gives me protein retention. In fact, I have my 5-ounce super drink with glycemic, ageless life support, omega cod liver liquid, etc. And that's breakfast with a little tiny piece of cheese. And this is my drink during the show. And if it wasn't Pure Water System water, it just wouldn't be right. I mean, whenever they try to give me water,